زاین כי עיקר חינוך המשכון הוא בחינס להשלמס התוירו, בחינס לוחוי סואבן שעומדו באורוין, שמשום כל קידושס המשכון והביס המקדוש. רב נוסן זל says, the main initiation of the Mishkan was in order to complete the Torah, which is the tablets that were in the Oroin, which was the focal point of the holiness of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdosh. שבשביל זה חונכו איסוי כדי לסכן פגם הוערב רב שעושו איסו עגל על ידי שפוגמו במונס חכמים כי לא יאמינו במויש רבינו ואהרון. Because again, the Mishkan itself was being initiated to serve as a tikkun for the pegam of the egel of the egel azov, whereby the Erev Rav was poigim in emunas chachomim. They didn't believe, they lost their faith in Moshe Rabbeinu, ki zeh ho'ish Moshe lo yadano mehoyalai, they said, and their faith in Aaron HaKohen. Vayidei zeh nishtabru haluchos, and that resulted in the luchos being broken. V'yachshov shen nivne ha-mishkon b'shvil tikkun zeh, and now that the Mishkan was being built to be misaken the pigam emunas chachomim, the pigam of the egel azohov, k'mo yishom razal, as the Gemara says, al kein chonchu oisoi batzas b'nei yisochor shebikim b'soi do'ibur. That's why the chinuch hamishkan was bedafka based on the sound advice of the b'nei yisochor, who were the best ones in the soi do'ibur. Shezeo b'chinas tikkun emunas chachomim. That's the essence of tikkun emunas chachomim, כדי להמשיך על ידי הקורבנו יסיילו, בחינס תיקן ריבוי הספורים הקדושים שמשלים ממס התוירו. So that through these korbonos that would be brought in the Mishkan, this would draw upon us the tikkun of the ribui hasforam hakdoshim. We said that in order, one facet of being mesakein the pegam of emunas chachomim is that there should be an increase, there should be new sforim generated all the time to complete the Torah, שתהיה בבחינס לוחוי סואבן בשלימוס, so that the Torah should be לוחוי סואבן בשלימוס, לסכן פגם שבירס הלוחוס, which is the תיקון for the פגם that led to the breaking of the לוחוס. In other words, the wording that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Likut Imran, to be mashlim the לוחוי סואבן, that's the תיקון for the שבירס הלוחוס. כי בהמשכון, Kibel Moshe Rabbeinu es HaTorah, because it was in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu received all the instruction from Hashem. That's where he received the Torah. Kama Shapirosh Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says, Shemiyoyim Shenigba Ho'oyel Moyed Loi Nidbar Imoy Elamisham, that from the day that the Oyel Moyed was established, that was the only place that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from. V'zeh Ho'ya Kol Iker Kedushas Ho'oyel Moyed Im HaKrabonish Ekrivu Sham הכל בשביל לחפר על ישראל ולזכויסם לתשובה על פגם אמונס חכמים. The main reason for the establishment of the Oyel Moed and the Korbonos that they brought was to atone for Klal Yisrael, to help us be zoche to do tshuva for the pegam emunas chachomim, shemishom hoya kol chet o'egel kanal. That was what brought about the whole chet o'egel. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu left, and instead of the Jews following the example of Yehoshua, who was the closest student to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua, who was solid in his emunas chachamim, he didn't get involved in any egel and any problems at all. He stood by the mountain waiting longingly for his Rebbe, for Moshe Rabbeinu. If the Jews would have gone to Yehoshua and asked him, what do we do now? He could have given them clear instruction. They didn't. This was the pigam in emunas chachamim. This was one facet of it. ובשביל זה חונכו איסוי השני מוסר נשיאים בקורבנות אלו בצס נסנל שיבוקי בסוידו איבור כנל. And this is why the initiation ceremony had to be done בדווקא through the 12 נשיאים with these קורבנות, based on the advice of נסנל, who comes from יששכר, who are the greatest בקיים in סוידו איבור. על כן קוירן כל זויס בחנקה. And this is why we read all of this on חנקה, כי עוז צריכן להכניע הכפירוס בחכמים אמיתיים על ידי בחינס חוכמס יובון. Because that's what Hanukkah was all about. We mentioned earlier what the Greeks were out to destroy was the faith in Amunas Chachomim, the Torah Shebal Peh, the rabbis. That's what they were out to destroy. Torah Shebichsav didn't bother them so much. It was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, specifically the soid of of the soy toibur. That's what they were against. It's brought that on Hanukkah we say Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LaDavid, Mizmor Shir Chanukas from Hanukkah, that the first three words of Mizmor Shir Chanukas correspond to the three mitzvahs that the Yevonim decreed that the Jews weren't allowed to keep. The Mem is Mila, the Shin is Shabbos, and the Ches is Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what troubled them the most. And they wanted their Greek culture and philosophy to replace, to substitute, the Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what Chanukah is all about. The Tikkun of Emunas Chachamim, Al Yidei Goydel Oyer HaTorah, Shemeir Al Yidei Riboy Sifrei Makdoshim. Through the great light of Torah, which shines through the many Sforim of the Chachamim. Interesting, just a side note, I remember my father-in-law, Rav Rosenfeld, once pointed out that if you take a look at that Kriya that we read on the Yemei Chanukah, from where it begins, Vayhi Biyom Kalois Moshe, there are, until the end, there are exactly 89 psukim, which is bigimatria, the word Chanukah. A remez, again, in the Torah Shebichsav, in the written Torah, that it just so happens that those psukim that we read on Chanukah have that exact numerical value, that exact number of psukim kaminyan Chanukah. Paragraph Yud Zayin, Vehine mevoyer mikol hanal, shaydei tikkun emunas chachamim, shaydei ze nisrabim hasforim hakdoshim, shaydei ze nistaknin kol hatikunim hanal hanizkorim b'Torah hanal, ad shezoichen lesoid hoibur. Based on what we've learned, that through the tikkun emunas chachamim, which brings about an increase in holy sforim, through which corrects all the tikkunim that are mentioned in this Torah, till Klal Yisrael is zoiche to the soid hoibur, ayidei ze zoichen leetzos shleimos. Through this, we're zoiche to have perfection of etza, to know exactly what to do. Shekol echod yochol loseis etza lenafshoi bechol mokem asher usham. Whereby each and every single Jew knows exactly what to do for his soul, for his eternal good, wherever he's at. V'ho'ikar b'kdushas yadusoi. And again, the most important thing that a person needs Eitzah Toiva for is regarding his religion. Shezeh ikar tikkun hatshuva. This is the ikar tikkun hatshuva, sheyizgaber loshuv l'Hashem Yisborach, Mikol Hamokoy Masher Husham, whereby a person is zoche to get to a level of returning to Hashem and doing the right thing wherever he's at, whether he's in Aliyah or Yerida, like Rabbein Azal discusses in the famous chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Vav, in the first part of Likutei Moran, which deals with tshuva, the essence of tshuva. That real tshuva is only when a person can show that Hashem can put him through all the different situations, different scenarios, and he remains loyal to Hashem through thick and thin. Aliyah, Yerida, day, night, wealth, poverty, everything. Afilu im nidmeloi shenisem ma'oid ma'oid bavanois varapim kanal. Even if it seems to the person that he's wandered far away from Hashem, very far away from Hashem, with his many sins, ki ein mokoim bo'olam, She'ein sham eitza v'sikvo lotzeis misham, because there doesn't exist a place in the world where a person can't have the proper advice and hope to be able to get out of there, to get out of that bad situation, and return to good. Rak shenela mimenu eitza idei kilkul v'rabim. It's only that as a result of the person's sins and mistakes, The advice is hidden from him, the guidance, the direction to know how to get out of his situation. But when a person is zoicha to make the tikkun of emunas chachamim, shaydeze nisrabim hasforim, which causes a major increase in sforim, v'zoicha nebchina soid hoibur, and Klal Yisrael is zoicha to the soid hoibur, to the secret knowledge of the Tikkun Pegimas Halavona, and to know how all the times should work properly. Ayidei ze yesh eitzo b'chol mokoim sheboilam. Through that, Klal Yisrael is zoiched to get to a level where no matter where they are, no matter how far flung, how distant from Eretz Yisrael, how distant from religion, how distant from Kedusha, we still will know how to find our way back.